Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Mike Fleischer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, reporting to us from Iraq, from Baghdad. I hope he's inside the green zone. He is a member of the CPA, which you've heard that term many times before. He's the director of the Office of Private Sector Development, and he's our friend and, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, Mike Fleischer. Mike, welcome back to the show.
You're much too kind. I'm happy to be here in Baghdad, and I'm happy to be on your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Are you happy to be inside the green zone?
We're still not completely locked up inside the green zone, so we get out once in a while and try to meet with our friends out there and see what's going on in the markets and the restaurants and the construction sites and the factories. So we try to keep our finger on the pulse of things, but as we go into this last few days of CPA, I think we're down to eight and a wake up, as they say.
Yeah.
We're all getting ready for the transition. We're all very optimistic, but we know that there are people who are dead set against what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Not that they have any wonderful program to offer. They just don't like the idea of freedom and democracy and peace, and they don't like Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we're for, they're against.
And of course, you're talking about the insurgents, the people, the Baathists, the terrorists, the people who are creating the havoc. Now, of course, the people you work with, the people in business, as you say, the construction sites and the retail operations and that sort of thing. Those folks are not in the green zone. They're outside in the red zone. They're out there where the Iraqis are. And I know that's where you go, and I know that's where you spend a lot of your time. And I want to get into that in a little bit later as in our discussion, but first I want you to give us a little bit of a perspective of how things are today, how things have been today. Here we are, as you say, 8 days in a wake up from when the government is going to be turned over to the new provisional Iraqi government, and so how are things right now?
Well, I think we're in one of those moments when everyone's attention is focused on the political side and the security side, and this will probably last for a few weeks, and as we get closer to transition, it'll become even more intense, and everyone will be watching what the politicians do and say and how the security situation goes. Then, after that, I think the situation will start to relax as we get over the hurdle and people see that good preparations have been made, and even though there's bumps in the road, we're moving down the road, and the Iraqis are responsible for their country, and the Iraqis are responsible for their security. And as they seize control of those things and do the right things there, the economy will take the forefront again, because you're a small business advocate, and you know that economic freedom and small business produces the jobs and produces the wealth that makes everything else possible.
Well, as every day that goes by over there, it seems to me, where the new Iraqi government is making decisions and solving situations and dealing with challenges, and every day that goes by over there where Iraqis own a little more, a little piece of their own country, a little bit more of their own business, have a few more customers. Every day that goes by when those things are happening has got to be a good thing for that part of the world.
You're so right, and I think that's a really good observation, and I wish that the American media, you know, looked at this more the way you do. I think that it was really, really smart to work with international partners and a broad spectrum of Iraqis, and to introduce this government and swear them in back on June 1st. So they've had time to start getting things going, and there were some real good choices in that government. President Ghazri al-Yawi is has important tribal connections, very important in this part of the world. He's got both Sunni and Shiite kin, and he's a unifying figure. And President Alawi is widely respected, and he has moved in a very impressive and determined way to start to address the security situation in a way that the Iraqis can do better than we can. And it's entirely appropriate that they take responsibility for this, and the way he's been stepping up is very encouraging.
Will the Sunnis and the Shiites be able to live, do you think, as Iraqis and just be of a different have different perspective about the religion, but still be fundamentally Iraqis? Is that going to be able to take place?
I think that my experience here has been that the Sunni-Shia split is something that foreigners make a big deal about, maybe Muslims from other countries think is a bigger deal, but certainly among my contacts here in Baghdad, there's a strong nationalist sense that cuts across Sunni and Shia and Kurd, and they often point out how intermarried people are. Everyone has a Sunni brother-in-law or a Shia cousin. Mm-hmm. And I think that says is that there's a sense of being Iraqi that cuts across those things. So I've always thought that the concern in that area was overstated.
What about the Kurds? Are the Kurds going to be included successfully, you think?
Yes, I think they are. I think you should be real attentive here to the way these people negotiate and bargain. They're real tough negotiators. I've seen this with some of my business relationships and how they work with their vendors. They're pretty rough and tough.
Yeah.
And negotiations can occur at high volume, and there's a lot of brinksmanship.
Stand by, Mike. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with our good friend Mike Fleischer, who's in Iraq. He's in Baghdad. He's giving us a report from there. We're going to talk about the marketplace when we come back. How's it doing? Right after these messages. Stay with us, please. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Mike Fleischer, and Mike is with CPA. Mike, remind us what CPA stands for.
CPA is the Coalition Provisional Authority, and it is a real coalition. I've had officials from Poland and a Romanian army colonel in this office. There are Czechs and Hungarians and Italians and Brits and Aussies. I'm forgetting half a dozen or a dozen others that are
Italians and
supporting this cause.
Yeah, and folks, if you just tuned in, Mike's in Baghdad. He's in Iraq, reporting once again to us from Iraq. Now, Mike, you've been over there now for a number of months, and if I understand it, you are leaving with Ambassador Bremer on July 1st.
At the same, approximately the same time, yeah. I'll finish up. It'll be just shy of 8 months, and it's been an honor, and I would do it again.
Well, you honor us with your service, Mike, and you honor everybody who loves and wants freedom in the world. You honor everybody in that category, too, and we're proud of you. Mike, tell us about the marketplace. How, since the last time you reported, you've been giving us some reports on the marketplace. How is the marketplace doing? How are small business owners and entrepreneurs doing in Iraq these days?
They're out there. I think that they are... they've been very busy up till now. I think they're They're watching now, seeing what happens. I would give it a couple of weeks after transition. I think they'll be back at it. They see a big and good future for Iraq. They know that this is a country with resources and talented people, and lots of them. They know that there's a big global world out there, and they want to be part of that economy. Mm-hmm. And so I think they'll be back at it in a big way. And the programs that we've got going, our micro lending, our small business lending, our middle market lending, we've got businessmen approaching us every day with their ideas, with their business plans, with their hard-earned cash that they're willing to put up as
their
equity.
Their own money.
To match our debt. So they're behaving with the kind of optimism and energy that you like to see in a business community.
Is that type of activity going on across the country as well as Baghdad?
Yes. We're actually getting reports now of shortages of skilled labor in the north, which is something, I hate to say I told you so, but I've been predicting
that. Go ahead and say it, Mike.
I've been saying for months that what this country needs, and we're working on it, is a great vocational training program, because there's going to be so much work going on here and so much construction, and electricians and masons and concrete workers and plumbers and pipe fitters. We just can't get enough, and mm-hmm. It's starting to show up in the north, and I got to tell you, I think it's good news, not bad news.
Right. No, I agree with that. What about the currency? How's the currency holding up?
Currency is stable, has been stable for months. There was a little volatility when the currency was first introduced months ago, and after that it was wrung out, and things have been stable. I forget the exact number, 1,300-1,400 to the dinar to the dollar.
Right.
But it's been in that range for a long time.
What about technology over there, Mike? Are people, are Iraqi small businesses starting to use computers? Can they get online? Do they have access to the internet?
It's one of the most heartening stories of the post-war period. Most of these people had never been on a computer, much less the internet under Saddam. And within weeks of his being gone, the satellite dishes were up. The internet cafes were opening.
Huh.
These people, they went out and they figured out how to set up internet cafes, and they're all over the country. And people get on the on the internet, and we're working with Iraqi companies, so they learn to go after RFPs, requests for proposals, mm-hmm. tenders on the internet, and they're figuring it out. It's a new world for them, but they're figuring it out.
Mike, I'm going to predict that the single biggest factor in democratizing Iraq and in building a free market economy in Iraq is going to be access to the internet. What do you think?
I'm sorry?
I said I think the single biggest democratizing issue, a factor, and free enterprise factor in Iraq is going to be when Iraqis have access to the internet. I think the internet's going to
There's already 60,000 internet subscribers.
60,000
in Iraq, and that's up from virtually nothing.
Right.
That's starting from zero.
Right. And of course we know how quickly.
You are absolutely right.
We know how quickly that can grow. Mike, I've got about a little less than a minute. Any last thoughts before you go today?
I think that we should be prepared. There's difficult times ahead, but the path is a good one. The direction is a good one. And there's a lot of people here with a lot of hope, and they are counting on America to be strong and to stay the course.
Mike, where's your hometown? Would you mind telling us?
New York City.
All right. Will you be going? And you'll be going back there and going back to your business, right?
I'm going back to my company, which is headquartered in New Jersey, and I may move to the suburbs for the first time.
You want to give us a website, the website of your company?
Oh, that's okay. If you don't mind, I'll just.
I understand. Well, I was just going to give you a little plug there, Mike. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your.
I'm here working for the government, and that's my responsibility here.
Thanks for your service, sir. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for your wonderful show.
We'll talk to you later, Mike Fleischer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American from Baghdad. Quick break. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.